Hi, guys, and welcome back to the Wealth and Wellness Studio, the podcast that's here to help you get hotter, happier, healthier, and wealthier. If you are an entrepreneur or whatever dreams that you have, whether they're your wellness goals or your business goals, we're really here to take you on our dream life of building our dream lives with you guys. So my name is Nat, and I'm one of the hosts, and this is my co-host.
Hi, this is Kat.
Yes, Kat and Nat. And today we're going to be starting a new type of podcast series. This series is going to be called the How's It Going series. Kat, you want to kind of introduce what we're going to do with the series?
Yeah, for sure. So a big part of why we even started the podcast, which we explained, if you guys, it's the first time you guys are listening, then we can kind of summarize it for you guys, is that we are in this journey. We have this dream life and these big goals and big ambitions. And we always thought it'd be so supportive to have somebody that you can look at or have a community where you can follow with the process rather than just seeing the final destination or an outcome. So that's kind of why we started it, and that's where it was rooted. And part of that reason is because we want to bring you guys along with the journey, right? So you guys can see the highs and the lows in the process and what we're doing to achieve these goals. And we thought, well, I think it'd be really cool to take time where we basically do a how's it going, a checkup episode where we literally just talk about how's it going? Like, what are we doing right now in business? Where are we at? What is the high?
What crises are we facing?
Yeah, a super transparent, more just like almost a FaceTime call, because Nat and I, a lot of our projects are together. A lot of our businesses are together. Yes. So it's basically a checkup call, and you're kind of coming along with it.
Exactly. This is literally going to be like Kat and I are FaceTiming, and this is perfect because she's traveling a lot. I'm traveling a lot. We're based in different places. And so this is really like you're getting to come with us on our weekly FaceTime call, and we're going to go everything, like from our personal life, what crises we're facing in the business, what wins we're experiencing. And I have some funny stuff for you guys this week. Plus, Kat's in a really cool place right now. She's literally kite surfing in the Bahamas, which is just so cool.
Yeah, super exciting. I was in the Bahamas yesterday, but I actually just made it to Turks and Caicos. And this is where my last destination will be for the following 3 weeks. So it'll be pretty exciting.
Didn't you just fly? You guys flew the heli from where?
Yeah, we did. We were in was in Miami, actually West Palm, and then we did the crossing to the Bahamas because the helicopter doesn't have a whole lot of hours of endurance. So we did the crossing through the Bahamas and then all the way down following to now Turks and Caicos. It was a little bit, you do some ocean crossings where it's just a deep blue, and if you fall, you just hope you don't have an engine failure in the middle of the ocean.
There's no coming out of that. No, you're not surviving if that happens. Yeah.
But it's fun.
Also, side note, before we get into it, guys, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Wealth and Wellness Studio, because Kat and I have decided, like, we want to take you guys and like really show you guys our life like on a day-to-day basis too. So we're going to be sharing updates from what we're doing. And if you want to see photos from Kat's trip right now, which is super cool, definitely go follow us on there. We just posted on our story. There's going to be more stuff coming. Also, it's a place for you guys to get to tell us what your dreams are too, because really this is a process of all of us going on this journey together. Like, I know like when I'm just starting out my journey as an entrepreneur, like I'm not 100% made it, and so is Kat. So it's like, it's fun to build this community of like, tell us, what are you working on? Like, what are your dreams or your projects? It's okay if it's not where you want to be yet. Like, we're not where we want to be yet. So this is really like a transparent process. We want to build community. So DM us there what you want to hear future topics and episodes about, and also leave us a review, only if it's 5-star. If not, just DM us what you don't like.
And tell us how we can do better. Honestly, like, we're here to improve too. And it's like Nat said, we're a community and we learn from each other, and it's so much better to go along a journey when it's with people rather than by yourself, because you learn a lot quicker, because you'll learn from other people's mistakes and they'll learn from yours. So
exactly. And I have quite a few mistakes to share this week. So this How's It Going episode, we're about to get so real and we're going to dive into it. I feel like at some point Kat and I are probably going to forget that we're recording this and just share a bunch. So this is for the people who really want to know the behind the scenes. Let's just dive into it. So each week, like, we're what we've talked about with Kat is like, let's share what crises we're facing, how the businesses are going, what we're learning. We're going to talk about like what we're doing for our wellness life or not so wellness, like if we haven't prioritized. Like, we'll just talk about everything. We're going to be so real, transparent. We're also going to talk about like our health, our everything. We're going to talk about everything, what podcasts we're listening to. I'm going to mute this really quickly. So, Kat, I'm going to go ahead and start, if that's okay,
because so much on my mind. Because you had the tea of this week, I feel like. Mine is a little monotonous.
It's not monotonous. Well, you're literally flying a helicopter. Yeah. In Turks and Caicos.
Take that part out.
So monotonous.
The business part of it. God, that's going to sound so bad, but.
Okay, here's the deal. So first of all, this is a side note. I just came back. This is not really the thing, but I just came back from a nails appointment. I'm very excited because this is like close to, I think when this episode comes out, it's going to be close to Valentine's Day. But anyway, these are my little nails with the heart on it. This is not the exciting thing that happened this week, guys. This is just like my little ADHD. So what I realized though is when I get really stressed, because I had a really stressful like last 2 weeks in business, like good stress, but all stress is still stressful. Like even if you have like new clients that you're signing on, which I have been with my marketing agency, which is like a win, it's still a really stressful time period because like you have to deal with the onboarding. Yeah.
Do you think the stress is beneficial or do you think it impacts you negatively?
I think most of the time it's really beneficial because I love what I'm doing, but when it's not, it's really hard to shut my brain off like as an entrepreneur because like I'm always thinking about my to-do list. Like I'm always thinking about my clients and like that's where like I've really been prioritizing, like forcing myself, especially because I work from home.
Yeah.
Like my desk, like where I'm talking with you right now, like my bed is literally in the same room.
Yeah.
So it's just like we'll be doing this, but then I'll go to sleep and I'll be like, wait, I could do this post for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Wait, I could do this post for like, and I have like specific, so it's just, or I'll be thinking about my clients or whatever. It's like, it never shuts off. And so I think like, I've been really focusing on putting physical activity in my day because that really helps me just like get out of my head and into my body. Okay, what about you?
I think for me, it's kind of like stress. I love stress in a sense because it pushes me to do the extreme.
I think we're addicted to it.
Yeah. And that's where I get the breakthroughs almost. Yeah. Like it's kind of like a balance curve though, right? Like there's healthy stress mm-hmm. and negative stress. It's also in different mm-hmm. areas, right? There can be stress in like your personal life, meaning like relationship wise, that probably impacts you more negatively than if it was stress that comes from work. Maybe that's a fuel, right? You know, and that's a bit of like,
and depending on what the stress is from work too.
100%. Yeah. And maybe this is a odd, I don't know if you say a hot take or odd take. I don't know the exact expression to use, but I think honestly, stress for work can be a good thing in disguise when it's the right amount.
Especially when it's like good stress, like
100%,
like you're growing a lot, like you're like, let's say like when you're growing too fast, like that can, to me, like that's like good stress because it's like it's a problem that I asked for.
Yeah.
But like the stress from, and I'll talk about this later, I got fired from a client for being Republican. It's, I don't have turnover in my business, like mm-hmm. I have very little turnover with the clients that I work with. And so anyway, long story short, I dug into this and they just did not like my takes on politics, which to me is like, I think I want to work with people who like I disagree with mm-hmm. and like whatever. And my personal brand was not at all tied. And I'm not like an overly political person.
No,
it's not like
no.
You go on my Instagram and you can like tell my political views. Yeah. But anyway, it was a very interesting conversation. Like stress like that from work is like, transparently, like as an ex people pleaser, like that's hard. You know what I'm saying? Because like I keep like replaying that in my head, even though that situation I'm like, doesn't bother me because I'm like, if you can't work with people who don't have identical, like if it's purely, and she told me it was like purely based off of like my personal belief system. Like,
yeah.
That's like, that doesn't really stress me out. But what I was going to say is back to the nails. This was the whole point of this. So when I get stressed, since I was a kid, I have this really bad habit of like picking at my nails and at my skin. Mm-hmm. And you know that I've been stressed when you look at my nail. I had three of them had fallen off because I like chewed on them. Like
rough
that is
week.
So that for the, that's disgusting. And also that's like a signal to myself to be like, wait, I was too stressed this week.
Part of it was
anyway
because of that situation, right? Which I'm sure is a frustration because it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't have anything to do with your brand, with your marketing brand. It was just purely personal. 100%. But sometimes you take those, like it negatively impacted you financially, but which is super unfortunate.
Not even.
It wasn't okay. So it wasn't even like something to be.
Yeah, she was like such a small client. And truly, like, I had already done the majority of the work that I needed to for them. It's such a long story, but ultimately, like, it was really good to hear the validation of it wasn't my work.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't the marketing work. Like, the ads were having a great return on ad spend. Like, it was going really well. It was just purely, like, you don't like my personal values, mm-hmm. which I can't do anything about. Like, I'm not going to change who I am.
Yeah. No, for sure. But I think sometimes, too, like, the take on that to move on from it after we do this, but just because it is something that happened this week that is not a pleasant experience to get like dropped, right? But it's to understand, like, if there is something, an experience like that, ask why. Like, don't get upset at the situation and be like down and kick yourself down and think like, oh, this is
exactly.
Like, try and figure it out. Just first ask if it doesn't work out, because it might be good. It might actually be you doing something wrong. In your case, it wasn't that your work, right?
And I'm glad I asked, because otherwise, like, she literally told me it was not that there was nothing that she wanted different from like a marketing perspective, which I was like, okay. Because otherwise, I think that's two things. I completely agree with you, Kat. I think number one, I think a really good perspective to have for people is if you're going to run business, you're not going to be a good fit for everyone.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, it is a-okay to not be a good fit for, in fact, actually, if you're not a good fit for someone, don't stress about it. Let it go, because it frees up room for you to. I have so many clients that I align with and that I work so well with that it's like, you, like, if someone is not for you, like, that's okay.
Yeah.
It's just that showing you like who you, like, it's opening up space for clients that are really great to work with, like, really in your corner, and you guys align, you know, on your vision, on your values, and like, it's okay to not be for everybody.
Yeah.
That was definitely a lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, Kat.
Yes.
So,
tell me.
Moving on from this, I had such a funny experience today. I was so excited to come onto the podcast and share this.
Well, you texted me about this, right? So, this was the
situation. I did. I texted you about. I did. I was so excited. So, today I logged. So, for background, guys, we've had an episode talking about college and our thoughts on college, which
watch
were
it
a little bit controversial. Yeah, watch it if you haven't. Go back. We talked a lot about it it was in the Doha airport. Kat and I were traveling. It's in Qatar. Go watch it. Really funny. But anyway, Kat and I were talking about college. I did go to college. I have about $9,000 of student loans that I have that like I haven't paid off because they're just like such a low interest rate. So like I have the cash to pay it off, but I've decided to like that it'd be a better return on my investment for me to invest that money into investment portfolios and other businesses I'm doing. And like I have all the cash sitting in my account. I'm just like paying it off because it's such a low interest rate. Like I would rather allocate that money to things that are going to have like a 3x return at the moment that I'm investing in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, point being, I still have these $9,000 loans. So I went into my portal and to make my payment and do whatever. I go there and I see that somebody has paid off my loans.
No way.
It's all paid off. It's a zero balance. And I was so excited. I was like, who did this? Like, it's not my parents. Like I called them. I was like, hey, did you guys do this? No, we didn't. I was like, I have some secret admirer that has paid off my loans. This is genuinely what I thought happened. I was so excited. I was genuinely like it is zeroed out like $10,000. Like somebody paid off these loans. Like who is this? I was like, I was like, maybe Biden paid off my loans before he went out of office. That's genuinely what I thought. I was like, maybe my student loans are forgiven. I don't know what happened. My Nelnet account is zeroed out. I was like, I don't know anyone who would do this. I celebrated. I called my parents. I called my boyfriend. I called Kat.
Don't tell me it's a glitch.
I was so excited, guys. Like I was like genuinely, this is like $9,000 that I can now like put into businesses and crypto and whatever that I'm doing. And so excited. I decided to call them and see who my mysterious lover is. This mysterious person that decided to be so generous. I was like, is it you, Mr. Biden? Like, is it someone I've met? Like, who did this? Who did this amazing, generous act? My account back. I was like, honestly, even if it was a glitch in the system, like, I'm not going to ask questions.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, let's just keep it at zero. Like, this is great. My boyfriend has the audacity to be like, are you sure that they didn't just transfer it to another loan officer? And I was like, you have such negative energy. Like, I genuinely was like, you don't think that someone could just do something that nice for me? Because I have this like delusional way of thinking. Anyway, I call their support number and I'm like, because on the payment, it says other. And I was like, somebody did this. Somebody called in.
So you could see my name. It was like paid, or was it like a transfer? Like,
it completely paid off. It didn't show okay, transfer. It just said paid. Okay. And it showed zero. It showed that I owed zero, that it was all paid off. So I call them and I'm like, who is my secret lover? And that's not what I said. I just said, hey, I just saw that there was a payment on my account. I just wanted to see like who paid it, where it came from. They told me that my loan just got transferred to another account. And I didn't get the email. I didn't get anything. So I log in and I genuinely thought that it was paid off and I was celebrating. And I logged into the other account and it was transferred. And it was like the highest of highs and the lowest of lows in like one day. But I just laughed because I was like, man, if anyone watching this podcast really wants to do something nice,
you'll take it.
Feel free to call. Feel free to call and get my student loans paid off. I would love that. Again, if you want my take. If you're a doctor, a lawyer, or anything like that, college is good for you because I don't want anyone operating on me or filing a court case who hasn't done the schooling for it. But if you're going to be a plumber, please don't go waste $40,000 on a communications degree. If you're going to own a marketing agency, I'm going to be so honest with you, you can learn more from online courses unless you have a professor who's actually done it. I do believe college is a bit of a scam for business people, especially if you go to a school where your business professor has never owned a business. Anyway, that's my hot take on it. I know Kat has the same hot take.
I have an even hotter take because I think eventually even
– Tell us.
Even – I think this is something that Nat and I talk about a bit. But, I mean, with AI and all the technology breakthroughs, even from – I mean, surgeons even now, like they do not – it's not their own. Like it's all – a lot of it robotic and stuff. And I think eventually – I mean, it's a lot more accurate if you look at – the statistics, so maybe even the medical field will start getting. Stranger things have happened though, guys. Like, all I'm saying is I can get really deep into this, but this is my personal opinion that I think the world will change a lot with everything from AI technology changing, like at an exponential rate, not a linear rate.
Yeah. Do what works for you guys, guys. This podcast is not political advice, and we are not telling you what to do, but this is our hot takes. So do with that information as you will. I'm now realizing I need to put a disclaimer in here. So that's that. But anyway, yeah, that's my college loans update.
That's and too bad. I mean, Preston was the
I have a couple of other stuff.
Yeah, I want to hear it. Tell
Preston's
me.
A realist.
I want to hear the other stuff.
I don't know. Let's take a little break from me. Kat, how are things at the NAMI? No, you've been doing a ton of – okay, no, you've been working with a lot of manufacturers recently, and you've been doing a lot of design and supply chain stuff for our startup.
Yes. I mean
– you've been doing a lot.
Yeah.
And traveling. How are you managing that?
I could be better. Well, no, it's – no, realistically, guys, there is that balance, especially now since I am flying – I mean, now I've gotten to Turks and Caicos. It was my last flight today, so I'm not going to be flying every day, which gives more time because most of the time it's early in the morning we start flying and then I end the flight later, like closer to sunset. So it takes quite a bit of time. And I'm not a morning – okay, guys, I'm not a morning person to work and I'm not a night person to work. I just don't like to
No, that is the most real statement. Kat, no, if you want to know what Kat and I's motivation is to do business, because sometimes people are like, you're so motivated. Kat's literally like, she's sitting here and she's like, I'm so motivated to become a millionaire so I don't have to work.
That's right. No, but okay, to make that, it's not at that level. I do, to be fair, I was talking
Kat,
to my...
sometimes you switch your mind every other day. Sometimes you call me and you're like, I absolutely love working. Working is my favorite hobby. I love it so much. And then the next day she's like,
I'm an extremist. Like, I'm either 100% or zero. I don't have middles. It's either black or white. Like, there's no gray in my life, really.
Love
and it's a blessing and a curse. A lot of times a curse, especially when it comes to arguments. then it's a curse, but it's okay.
It's one of my favorite things about
That's
you.
So sweet. I appreciate that a lot. But I was talking to my dad today, and I just mentioned, you know, I actually do genuinely love to work, because it's kind of what we talked about in the beginning, which is the stress level, like to get that to at the end of the day, adrenaline. That accomplishment of like, whew, that's done, and all of that, like it's like off your shoulders, you know, mm-hmm. it's almost like a little high that you receive for a little while, and you're like, okay, what's the next thing, you know, kind of yeah. thing. So
yeah,
there is a love with that. But obviously, like, I don't know, I'm a big, like, and I know Nat is very much the same. We love sports activities, like anything related to that, right? So it's a bit like, we just want to play all day. Like we just want to have fun all day a lot of the times. And we do have a lot of fun in work. I do want to say that. Like, I learned so much that a lot of the times at the end of the day, I'm like, wow, I am so thankful I have all these jobs and all these tasks, even though it gets super overbearing sometimes. It just gives me the opportunity to expand my brain so much. It gives me the opportunity yes. to see different perspectives. It gives me the opportunity to work on my determination with some tasks and my motivation.
My perseverance.
Yeah, everything.
No, honestly.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I feel like I low-key think we're addicted to being productive, but it doesn't have to be in work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this makes sense, but like, I can't sit. I think, I don't know, maybe we're a little bit different, but I cannot sit and do nothing. Like, I genuinely struggle. So, hold on. I genuinely struggle so hard to sit and do nothing. Like, I think my perfect schedule, I think, Kat, I don't know if you're on the same page on this, but this is my feeling, is I don't mind. I love the stress of working, but I don't want to do it for survival.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that make sense?
100%.
It's like, if I know that I don't want to do it with the stress of I'm not going to be okay if it doesn't get done.
We've kind of talked about this, that it'd be awesome. Like, this is kind of what it goes back to, make it sound a little bit better than what Nat said, is that we want to reach a level where the work you're making is calling the shots and the creative decision, not the tedious little tasks and the little executions, right? You have a team that does that for
you. But at the beginning, when you're bootstrapping, like, you are doing 100%. All of it. And I think that that's like what people don't realize is, like, when you start your own business, like, at the beginning, there's levels to the game. And at the beginning, you quit a job where someone else is telling you what to do, but you sign up for, you are everything. You are the marketer. You're like a 5-man puppet show. Like, you are the marketer. You are the accountant. You are the sales guy. You are the operations team. Like, you are working like 15 times the more hours, but you do have the freedom of, like, if you want to go to a yoga class at 2 p.m., you can, but you have to, you know what I'm saying? But you're working all the time. And I think that sometimes, like, everyone wants the end result, but not everyone wants to put in the work. And, like, to get to that stage, like, that Kat and I are talking about of, like, you call the shots, it takes, like, everyone has to put their work in.
For sure.
Like, you have to put your, and I think that's the stage that, like, we're still
in. And that's kind of, like, what my week was, is, like, I flew. I don't want to say that it was pretty mediocre, monotonous, or whatever I said in the beginning. That sounds so horrendous for the context. But in a sense, that is my reality. So, but I, like, besides the flying, what I mean to work is, there wasn't a big thing. Like, it was just super tedious, really hard, like, just task after task after task, after seeing, like, you think your to-do list is getting smaller, but more things come up that it actually gets bigger. It's like one
every meeting you have, like,
yeah. So I guess it was just it's been really hectic. A lot of just time just grinding, I guess you could say. And like you said, like Nat said too, is that there's so many different things you do that at the end of the day, all areas of your brain are exhausted, because it's not like you're just doing creative. It's like you're doing from creative, you're doing from like the financial aspect,
financial,
like everything, right? So then it's like there's no area that's refreshed. So
it's all just burned. The whole brain is just fried. There's nothing
and
left.
Especially
no,
100%. After flying too, because flying takes up so much of your brains.
100%.
That is just exhausting. So that's what my week was.
Well, I think along those lines, something that I just wanted to point out, that if you're a business owner, I feel like every business owner that I talk to can relate to this, but basically it's like this awkward stage of business where, like, you can to hire somebody who knows what they're doing. Knowing how to do something and knowing how to train someone else how to do something are two very different skill sets. And like, there's like awkward places in business in between where, like, you're scaling your business, like, to like fast. So you can either hire someone, but then cut a bunch of your margins, or you can make a lot more money, but just work triple the amount for a short period of time, stack cash, and then be able to afford to hire someone who actually knows what they're doing. So I feel like that's like the season of life that I'm in. So it's like avoiding burnout is like so important. And I feel like balancing, like having like playing hard with working hard is so important. And for me, like this week, like talking about like the health and wellness aspect, I think things that I've been really focusing on are I've been trying to prioritize sleep as much as possible. And I don't know why I'm on a 6 a.m. yoga kick currently. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, I feel like what's really hard for me is like first thing in the morning, if I don't wake, I'm realizing that if I don't wake up early, I feel guilty for not working early in the day. So it gives me time. Like, I don't know. I've just been really enjoying the classes that I'm going to and like the people that are there. So like that has been really fun.
That's really cool. I wish I had that kind of motivation in the mornings.
But you know, it goes through seasons. Like I have not had that for a long time, but I just like currently, like right now, I guess it's been like really helpful.
Yeah. There is that balance aspect though. It is true. Like you said, it goes through seasons because I'm very much like that. And I feel like sometimes you see somebody like going on that ground and you're like, man, how did they get there? But like sometimes people are like, wow, how are you? Like, I woke up super early. I'll get this done and all of that. Yeah. And the instruction like, man, how are you doing that?
It's not always. Yeah. It's not all the time. Like, so let's just be like, I guess I want to be realistic about that. Like that has not always been me. There've been seasons in my life where like, I feel like I get more of a kick at night. Like it just depends. However, I have learned something crazy, guys. If you go to sleep, you actually want to wake up. This is like the stupidest advice ever. But like, if you actually turn off your phone and go to bed, like you're okay waking up early in the morning. It's such a revolutionary concept. Also, let me tell you, magnesium, oh, 100%. And my Oura ring have literally changed.
Mouth taping? No, okay. I need to tell you guys this.
I've started mouth taping.
Preston, her boyfriend, and I, we mouth tape. And when Nat would bully us, okay?
I would bully them because they look so funny. I used to laugh so hard. And now, okay, guys, I'm not going to lie to you. This is the other thing I was going to talk about. What am I listening to this week? The Skinny Confidential podcast. Mm-hmm. I have been listening to them so much and I've been learning so much about business and other things through them. But I heard Lauren talk about mouth tape and I heard the like understood the scientific benefits behind it for your body, for your mind, for the sleep quality, for your jawline. And I was like,
that's where that got
I'm sold. A mouth tape girly. Yeah. So that's really funny because I did make fun of Kat and Preston for so long for mouth tape. But let me tell you, like mouth tape has changed my sleeping game.
Magnesium, like you said.
So yeah.
Super important. There's a bunch of different types of magnesium, guys. Like it's super important. Like a lot of different kinds and a lot they have different effects as well, so it's really important to study that as well. That's something you can go into like very deeply, but just to say that very quickly, there are different kinds of magnesium that have different effects.
Just a quick interruption, if you are watching this or if you're listening to this on Spotify, we do have a YouTube version of this podcast, the Wealth and Wellness Studio, and if you're watching this on YouTube, Kat, you want to explain what you're
talking about? My camera just died and I'm traveling. I do not have another battery, but I'm buying another one, so the quality is going to drop a little bit here, but that's okay. Let's keep going.
Okay, back to what we were talking about. This year, I'm really working on getting dopamine and from doing things that actually make me feel good. Like I've realized I hate feeling bad. So like I'm starting to get so much dopamine from wellness activities because it's fun. Like it's actually really fun to feel good. And I feel like if you can gamify, like instead of getting dopamine hits from scrolling on social media or like TV or eating junk food, like if you can start to gamify and like make yourself feel good for getting your supplements in, for getting enough sleep, like if you can try to like get your dopamine hits from doing things that actually help you, it's just crazy. It's truly crazy how the basics make such a difference, like drinking enough water, getting electrolytes in, magnesium, eating whole foods, walking in the morning, like small things, they add up.
I will say my life, this is something that Nat and I know we both are really passionate about and we definitely will talk about it sometime, is that we both suffered with really bad acne. Yes. My skin now is really great in terms of like I could have not wished for better looking back.
No, your skin is beautiful.
But it's like when I started drinking more water, it's so stupid, but I was like, wow, this actually does have an effect on my brain fog, on my skin health, like on everything. No kidding. Like I was amazed. I thought I had found like a new drug. And I was on such a high. So it is true. Like the basics, I think there is a beauty in going back to the basics. Like there is like,
yeah,
a really big important lesson in those details too, right? So yeah, don't overlook.
And it's not just wellness. Like I think everyone is looking for this like amazing magic pill, yeah, that will make you $1 million, in business, like that's going to help you take off and like have $1 million business. Everyone's looking for a magic pill that's going to fix their skin, fix their weight, yeah, fix their body image, fix their mind. Like this is the wildest realization, but there is no magic pill, guys. Like we all know this, but we all look for
it. True.
And we all look for excuses. And it's like you were saying, Kat, it's like, it's crazy when you go back to the basics, like it's not that complicated. Yeah. Like you don't need a magic product. You don't need a magic green powder. Like eat whole foods, sleep, get water. I mean, even in business, like narrow down your product and service, create a sales funnel, find your customer avatar and sell over and over and over again. There's nothing that's going to make you go viral overnight, like post every single day, like get better at what you do. There's nothing that's going to make your business like trip. Like it just requires consistent hard work, learning the basics. Yeah. Like the basics are what make you rich. The basics of invest, like the basics will take you so far in life. There's no magic course, magic pill, magic whatever. And honestly, it becomes mental masturbation at a certain point when you're just buying course. Like honestly, like this year, I am not in my reading books and like I'm still listening to podcasts for fun, but like I truly think you will get more done if you just start doing the things that will get you closer to your goals instead of reading a million and one how-to books. 100%. Like you need them at a certain point, but like just go start doing
it.
You
know? Yeah. Get that like quote unquote field experience. It's so valuable, and not to get in a situation where Nat loses another client. But when you look at it, majority of businesses are not going to ask, what degree do you have? They're going to ask, what experience do you have? So just
and honestly, reminder. Even beyond that, guys, when I started with no work experience and no degree, if you go to a business and you give them a plan and you give them a foolproof guarantee where you only pay me when I get you results and you get that in a contract or you do a results guarantee, people, and you have a really solid plan that you have researched and that makes sense, people will give you a shot even if you don't have experience most of the time. 100%. So okay, last thing, and then I think we should wrap up, but this is my last update.
My computer is at 7% as well.
We'll finish it before.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, Kat, I think I might have told you about this, but kind of like business update of the week. My marketing agency has been going super well. Like I've been getting a lot of new clients and stuff, and it's been super fun. But there's this one girl that I connected with. Guys, I'm a huge believer in a personal brand. Like put who you are and what you want out there, and it will bring a lot of connections. But there was this girl that I connected with who is doing this startup. It's super cool. Like their investors were the same investors of Duolingo. Like her business partner coded 40% of like Airbnb's app, which is so sick. But it's a super cool new cycle syncing app. It's called Musa. I cannot say it right. Musa Cycle. M-U-S-A Cycle. And I'm going to link it in the description, but right now they're taking beta testers for it. Basically gamifies like lowering your cortisol levels through like meditation. And it's like a super gamified cycle syncing app. And you basically like get to grow your little like self-care dragon, and it's super cute. So if you guys want to be part of like the beta testing group, we're going to go to the description of this episode and you're going to see it there, or just DM us and I'll send you the link, but they're looking for beta testers. And it's free right now, which is super cool, 'cause a lot of these cycle syncing apps are super expensive. Yeah. So, join the like launch group. And if you're interested in being a part of it, I'm also looking for UGC creators. You don't have to have experience, but it is a paid opportunity. So if you're interested, hit me up and join our team. It'll be really 100%. Fun. But I just want to throw that up there.
No, for sure.
I'm sending you the link to Kat because I haven't sent it to you yet.
I'm joining.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
100%. Which I was going to say when you were talking about it is really quickly when you said about the cycle syncing, how a lot of these apps are very expensive. If it wasn't so saturated, great market to get into. Because
us women
will pay for a lot of things that sound like they're good. If they are good in the end or if they're not, like a lot of these are super good. But there's so much out there, you never know. But there's like a lot of opportunity for it, especially for females. Like the market
100%.
We're a little more delusional with the spending, which will actually be really cool because we're going to get to have an episode that's going to touch on a little bit of that. But
I know. Yeah, I'm so excited for this one. It's going to be fun. So tune in, guys, for the next episode because it's going to be really fun, like Kat said. And back to the women's thing. You know, Kat, I just want to point this out as well, but I just love women-owned businesses. And I love when I just love when that there's actual money and research going into women's wellness now, because up until the 90s, like our bodies were even up until recently, like we have not been included in so many health studies because of our hormones, because like we're too complicated. So it's like, it's really cool that like it's finally being researched. And so it's really fun to be a part of projects that support.
Yeah,
that.
For sure. No, it's very true. Like the wellness factor to have like so much discovered in the recent years is very like light shedding. I don't know if that's an expression you use, but in the sense of like it adds a little bit of understanding as to why there's a lot of problems that we have, from hormonal to a bunch of different aspects.
Absolutely. And why people can't help you. Like if you have endometriosis, or like I know you've had experience with like this stuff too, but like people don't take your pain seriously. Yeah. Like you go to the doctor and like they like there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah. But the world's changing.
But the world's changing. Anyway. Okay, Kat, last thing. Give us an update on what this week looks like for you. How is the wind looking for kite surfing? What tricks are you working on? And what's next for you this coming week?
Yeah, for sure.
What are you going to focus on?
So I got to Turks and Caicos sooner than I was supposed to. And I actually have a friend of mine that's bringing my kite gear, because right now it's in storage in Miami because they did not have space to fit in the helicopter. And he's bringing it. But because we had planned, I had only planned to be here a week later, I'm not going to get my kite gear till like 5 days from now. So that's very unfortunate, but in a sense it's very good, because
good for focus.
Yes, that's what I was gonna say. It will force me to focus, because that is one thing, like now, like I'm absolutely obsessed with kiting. It's probably my favorite sport right now. Like I love it so much. It's when I'm kiting, like out in the water, it's just so freeing. Like it's when I constantly think. I was talking about this with a friend of mine, and she was just saying, I don't think about anything when I'm kiting. I'm like, dude, I think about everything. Mm-hmm. Like that's when I ideas come to my head. And sometimes it is.
It's like a moving meditation.
Yeah, exactly. Like sometimes it is just nothing, and it's just the sound of the waves. But most of the times, like I'm thinking about a bunch of different things. And it's a really freeing environment to be in, because you're just like out in the ocean. So
you're playing. You're literally like.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm super excited for that. But unfortunately, it's going to have to wait a little bit. So my next couple of days, week/week, is going to be really focusing on a bunch of different tasks. I have to get a lot of things done that are really frustrating things to get done at the beginning of the year, like just since you're closing a year and starting a new one. Even from the taxing perspective and everything, it's like a lot of stuff happens during this time. So it's a bit hectic, but for me it'll be really good. And I have a couple of goals in mind. I'm honestly actually thinking of getting an assistant, because there's so much things that have piled up, and I'm thinking that it's
we've been talking about this for a long time, so this is exciting.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I think it's going to be sooner than later, which would be really good for my mental sanity. But yeah, so that's in terms of...
And your to-do list. Yeah. I know Kat's to-do list never ends.
It's so bad. Like I check things off, and then just next day it's like double the size. And I'm like, what the heck?
It's like Medusa where you like cut off one head and then like three 100%. Grow back.
But yeah, so that's the journey right now. We'll see the new tricks that I'm looking to learn, though, when I do get back. I'm really wanting to I'm gonna have a mentality of the no fear mentality, you know, just go for it. I mean, it's water, how bad can it hurt? It can hurt really bad. I'm being I'm being like very sarcastic with this. Okay, guys.
How could I, we cut to a clip of Kat just like 40 feet in the air, like from a gust of wind and then falling. I'm not manifesting that.
Let's not manifest that. But I've gotten like my whole entire like thigh just black, just super bruised. So there's been really, it does get really rough. But I really want to start to learn how to kite loop. So that would be exciting. We'll see if we get there or not.
I'm so excited. That is such a sketchy move.
Yeah. So,
we'll see.
Yeah. What about you, Nat?
First of all, I love this. I feel like this is going to be a really productive week for you, and also a really fun time. I know how much you love kiting, so I'm like very happy that you're getting to do that. And I think this week for me, I have a lot of. I feel like my week with all the different projects I'm broken into are. Like each week looks different. Like I have some weeks when I'm filming, other weeks when it's a lot of computer work, other weeks when. So this week I have a lot of filming projects to do for like social media clients, UGC, stuff like that. So I feel like that's like a really big thing on my list. I've been skiing. I feel like winter, like skiing is my place for. I've actually been like skiing instead of snowboarding, which has been so much fun. Like I love skiing. It's been so much fun. But yeah, I think really my goal right now is just movement, regulating my nervous system and like lowering stress. And I'm trying to really just have fun with my work and have fun with life. Like I just want to bring, like I'm realizing like what's the point of doing things like if your energy isn't good. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like I'm just, I feel like I'm in like grind mode. I'm in like focus mode and just a little bit, like I've realized if you just do chip away a little bit at towards your goals every single day, like massive results will come. Okay. So like I'm really excited for the stuff that we have going on with the podcast, for the stuff we have going on with Vibe, for my marketing agency. Is like this is like a really big season for me and that of just growth and learning. And it, there's ups, there's downs, like there's days where it's great, days where it's terrible. I think another thing too is like this year I'm like really, really realizing the power of like personal brand and social media, and I'm like really committed to just like staying consistent with that. So I feel like it's just like it's boring, it's just like consistency. I think that's what I'm doing this week. And like I said, I'm like not in, I'm in do something for my movement and mind every single day, and then business, and just have fun with it. Oh, and I'm watching Gossip Girl. I'm like rewatching Gossip Girl, and that's been really fun. I've been forcing Preston to watch it with me. I love Gossip Girl. So I think he's actually waiting for me right now to go watch an episode.
Very good. that's great, Nat. I'm very happy to hear that. I did want to say something that you brought up, and then we do have to wrap it up because – Yeah.
We kind of always say we're going to keep this to 20 minutes. So we cannot.
But one thing that I am actually putting that I really want to get, I'm the Daily Stochastic, the book, or is it, let me check here. But I am reading, I'm mixing up, there's two books that I'm reading, but to start my day with reading the Bible and then with also reading one of these meditations, which are like thought-provoking.
I love this.
I have like, it's just a really good way to balance because I do have with managing and with like other people that I manage, I tend to always pick up my phone. The first thing in the morning is to pick up my phone and go on WhatsApp and check all the group chats. All the group chats, like see what's going on. So I'm trying to break out of that.
It's so hard. Like I struggle first thing in the morning. I'm like, I'm not even managing people. Like, I just need to open my email. So I can't even imagine.
Yeah. So, so that's something that I'm wanting to do. I'll find the name of the book that I'm referring to and then I'll put it below. We'll have it below, but yeah, it's just been super, super good to have that balance starting my day with, diving into the Bible and then reading one of these thought provoking kind of like a little meditation things. And it's just been so, so good for me. So my goal is to continue that. Great.
Well, your mindset will literally, again, like your mindset determines how you show up to your life. Like if you feel grounded and rooted, like I feel like you can tackle anything. And if your mind is a mess, like it's just really hard to show up. Like that's just, So Kat, this was so much fun catching up. I'm excited for this How's It Going series. Guys, we want to know your thoughts. Do you like the getting to know like behind the scenes? Because I feel like Kat and I are talking about like it's so easy to just like there's so many podcasts that just share like the highs, and we just want to take you guys on the journey. So we want to know what's going on in your lives. DM us, leave us a review, share this podcast with a friend. That's all I got. Yeah.
And we'll see you guys next week with another podcast, which I'm really excited, actually.
It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a really fun one. If you like to spend money, then you're going to love the podcast.
That's right. Or if you don't, either one.
Well, no.
Either one. You
do. Anyways, yeah, guys.
I feel like it'll be really fun.
Sure. Anyway, we are really thankful for everyone that listens as well. We just want to say huge thank you for the support because it means a lot to us as well. And it just is so awesome to have a community and to grow in the same direction. So super awesome, and we can't wait to see you guys next week.
Bye.